What's the magnitude of severity that you've observed with this syndrome? How often do you see patients who are really seriously uncomfortable and it causes, you know, quality of life and performance status issues?
In terms of the hand-foot skin reaction, I only see patients that are manifesting with dermatological toxicities. I will only see those patients that have the most severe toxicities. But I believe that data from the pivotal studies, which showed that only 5% of patients developed a grade 3 to 4 severity in their hand-foot skin reaction, that is perhaps an accurate description of the frequency of it. However, in terms of the impairment of quality of life, I think that number is much greater and a greater number of patients are affected. As you know, most of these patients will be encouraged to avoid exercising, to avoid taking long walks, to avoid performing any hobbies that entail any manual labor or activity. So therefore, patients will be impaired from those activities that may bring them about some relief or some occupation during their cancer therapy. We are currently developing a disease-specific quality of life scale for the hand-foot skin reaction occurring secondary to these agents, which would hopefully be employed in a greater number of these trials and would be critical for the interventions directed against this hand-foot skin reaction, as it will hopefully ascertain those differences between interventions against this side effect.